Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Woosah. We can do it together because now it's my turn to be upset.
Oh, wait. I'm going to talk calm to you to calm you down. Oh, Nina. Why could you possibly be upset on this beautiful Monday morning?
It is a beautiful Monday morning. It's going to be like a high of 88 degrees today. You really want to enjoy today because the rest of the week is rainy. Gabe and Nina in studio right now. It's my turn to be upset because I might have just been scammed.
Now, this one is worse than mine. I mean, me, I'm just being a selfish brat.
Right.
Because I want keys to my parents.
Because your parents don't love you.
Yeah,
right?
It's like I'm just being a brat. You, on the other hand, you've actually lost, or we haven't lost it yet.
We don't know yet.
You could potentially have lost a lot of money.
We'll find out tomorrow at this time if I lost a lot of money and if I make it successfully to the game tonight. Have you ever been scammed, ticket scammed, or do you know like how to tell if a ticket isn't real when it looks really real? 312-591-9696.
Or did you have a good experience when you went on Craigslist, unlike Nina?
I mean, for me, the red flag was going on Craigslist to buy tickets.
I mean, I've bought a lot of tickets on Craigslist, so it's not so sketchy. I mean, there are good transactions, and you don't know for a fact
that I'm being scammed.
That you've gotten scammed.
So on Friday, I was talking to you about this because my friends are in town from Seattle. They're visiting, and a bunch of the guys want to go to the game tonight.
Sure.
Bears versus Seahawks. So I get to go, too, because it's really fun, and I want to. So my job was to pick up the tickets on Friday that my friend in Seattle bought off of Craigslist or found on Craigslist.
Right.
Right? He's like, okay, so here's the dude's number. You're going to go meet him in the West Loop. Like, it's fine. And I felt sketchy already with the exchange outside of a coffee shop. Like,
you could see that.
Here's the money. Here's the exchange. But the guy was very thorough. There is a receipt saying it's like a Ticketmaster, like receipt, all of that stuff. And he's showing me his name. And
sure.
He had this big story about how he's a Seahawks fan, how his family was supposed to come into town. But then they got caught up and they couldn't because he sold us the tickets for a little bit cheaper than what they were valued at.
But not significantly cheaper. I do want to put that out there.
No, I mean, we spent a lot of money.
I think you should say the price because this is typical for what Bears tickets go for.
So these tickets were $265 apiece.
Because they're good tickets.
Because they're really good seats. Yeah. And my friends are flying all the way from Seattle.
Sure.
We want to really have good seats. We spent $225 a ticket. So that's almost a grand, right? $900.
Yes.
So I give them the money. I get the tickets, all this stuff. Yesterday, my friends were looking at the tickets because I was like, look, guys, I did it.
Like,
I got it for
us. Let me see them. Yeah.
I fronted everybody the money. Like, we're good.
Venmo me.
Yeah. Give me the cash. So then I'm showing them the tickets and they're examining these tickets. I'm pulling them out as we speak.
She has them in her hand.
I know. I'm holding because I'm walking around asking everybody if they look
fake.
She
sure did.
I even went over to the score. I'm like, hey, guys, can you look at these? Now, the weird thing is that on the back of this ticket, they've misspelled the word baseball, like on the back where they have an advertisement.
Red flag.
And like the little small red writing. But if you look at them, they look really real to me. I would have never known.
Well, I told Nina, I said, if you're going to counterfeit some tickets, you're going to do a good job of counterfeiting them. You're not going to make something that's whack. She showed them to me, and you know, anybody for that matter, if you've gone to a Bulls game, Cubs game, anything, if you get it from Ticketmaster, you're kind of used to seeing like what they look like. You know, kind of like what they look like, the eye test.
Yeah, and they're like perfectly perforated, like the material or whatever. And then I went over to the score, and they had tickets, old tickets from the weekend that were legit.
Yeah.
So I had one ticket in one hand and the other. So mine is a little bit like
thicker.
Little bit more dense.
Yeah.
Than the other one. But gosh dang it, these better be real.
Well, the good thing is we don't know yet if they're fake.
Yeah, I know. Tomorrow we'll find out.
So you're going to actually walk up to the gate and try to use them?
Yeah.
Damn, y'all are going
to
be...
Well, we tried to call Ticketmaster yesterday, but we couldn't get them on the phone. I mean, it's been the whole mess. So we're like, screw it. We're just going to show up. 312-591-9696. Have you ever been ticket scammed or do you know how to tell? And then this time tomorrow, we'll find out if it's legit or not. Hi, who are we talking to? Bill. Bill in Ingleside. So you got scammed just on Friday?
Yeah, I got scammed. Well, and my insurance man's the one who accidentally scammed me. What he did was he gave me tickets for the game. And I went to the game and I went to go put the tickets up. And
you went
he
to
said,
Cubs
you
game?
Gotta go over to the ticket window. And they said that the tickets had been resold on StubHub back in May. So I had to buy new tickets to be able to go in.
So you were at the Cubs game on Friday?
I went to the Cubs game, yes, ma'am.
So your insurance agent accidentally sold them to somebody else and he forgot?
And then gave me the tickets. Yeah.
No, well, that's what really. So he accidentally forgot. But then also, don't they go online and like take pictures of old tickets somehow and then like reprint those?
Well, then that's the whole thing, right? Because then you can get that information and then put them on a card or a template like that and print it out. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Yeah, I'm glad you went in anyway. You're like, you're already there. You got to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm scared of tonight, too. We got Eduardo and Hazelcrest. So what happened to you?
To me, I've never had any problems because usually when I buy tickets or buy anything, I always meet at a police station. So I always have like video proof
that, that's so smart.
They try to scam me.
That's a great one.
That's so smart. And actually, you know what Gabe said to me today? Goes, why didn't you get a selfie with him?
That's what I would have
just gotten a selfie.
I'd be like, come here, bro. Let me take a picture with you real quick. Because I'm going to be like the dude from Taken. I have a unique set of skills. And I will find you, Papa. I will find you. Thanks for the call, Eduardo. That sucks. I mean, I've purchased a lot of tickets online. I live right next to the United Center. So like when there's bad weather or people don't want to go to a game if it's a bad team, I'm always looking on Craigslist to try to buy some cheap tickets.
Yeah.
But I always do the I'm going to meet you at the venue type of thing. So we can walk in together. And then remember I sold those tickets to the Chance the Rapper concert?
Oh, yeah.
And the kid was like, can you send me a picture of the ticket? And I was like, absolutely not. These are legit tickets. Just come meet me.
Right.
But then he was like, well, I feel more comfortable walking in with you. So there's people take certain measures to try to make sure that they're correct. You, on the other hand, just whipped out $900, gave it to the dude.
I didn't know.
Like, who does
I
that?
I had no idea.
Oh, people from Seattle.
Stop. I've never actually got anything off of Craigslist before. This was like my first time doing that exchange. But this is the funny part. So on the receipt, there's the dude's address, right?
Yeah.
The alleged address.
Okay.
So yesterday, my friends decided to take it as far as to show up to his place, like in the West Loop, like he had this apartment.
But what was going to happen if you got there and he opened the door?
Then like, we'd be like, all right, cool.
High five.
Yeah, like, okay, so
high
now
five, thank you.
We know this is, like, legit. So they went all the way over there, and the concierge was there. It was an apartment building where there was somebody in the front.
Sure.
And they're like, yo, is blah, blah, blah. We're here to say blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, I don't recognize that name. We're like, oh, man, there's a couple signs right now that are really sketchy. It still could be legit, but we don't know.
He could have been the condo owner, and he was renting it out to someone. Then he wasn't there.
It could be a lot of things.
What you want to do for sure is join us tomorrow, Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Because then we're going to see if Nina's smiling and happy, that means her tickets worked. But if she's upset, like I was 5 minutes ago.
I'm upset!
Then she's going to be doing
that. At the possibility of it. Have you ever been scammed or know how to tell if a ticket is fake? 312-591-9696. We've got Joel on the south side. So do you know how to like figure out if the tickets are real?
Well, you know, I really don't know how to figure out if they're real or not, but I have been scammed before.
Uh-huh.
I've grabbed them off of Facebook. But now what I do is when I get when I order a ticket, if they're a season ticket holder or whatnot, there's a Ticketmaster app
that
you download on your iPhone,
uh-huh.
And I have to send it through there. This way you know it's legit tickets that are actually coming from Ticketmaster, so they don't try and scam you at all.
Yeah, I thought about that too, because I sometimes I even get weary about that, Joel. Where I'm like,
right.
They're like, I'm gonna email it to you, and then I'm like, damn, is this a scam too?
But hey, Gabe,
this is
Joe, bro. I've been emailing you back and forth about the tailgate. You guys need to hit that up, man. It's legit. You guys would have a great time.
Oh, Joel.
Well, Joel, check it out. Check
Gabe
it out.
Told me that you invited us.
Yeah, listen, Joel. If Nina's tickets don't work out, you got to go ahead and get her some tickets, okay?
Yeah, Joel. But I'm rolling
we'll
11.
We'll tell you.
Oh, you'll know?
We have over 200 people that come. We would be able to tell you if they're legit or not.
All right. I got your number, Joel. I'm going to go ahead and hit you up a little bit before the game, okay?
Game's
all
rolling
right.
10
right,
people deep. I'm rolling like 11 people deep. We're going to show up to somebody else's tailgate.
We're
going to
crash somebody's tailgate and just drink all their liquor. Thanks for the call. But we're talking right now. My poor Nina. She spent $900 on 4 tickets to the Bears game tonight. And then she walks in today to the office, and I look at these tickets. And, you know, you don't want to make your friend feel bad. Because you know they got scammed out of that moment. You're looking at the tickets. You're like, oh.
You didn't hide it very well, Gabe.
I couldn't. I wanted you to know. But then Nina, if you're just joining us, said something that was so funny. She flips over the ticket. And on the back, we should post it on social media. On the back, the word baseball is spelled wrong. There's only one L in there.
Because on the back of these Ticketmaster tickets, there's always like an ad and then this like little red fine print. And that's where the baseball is misspelled. Tonight's the Bears-Seahawks game. I got friends in town from Seattle. We're making a big thing of it going to the game. Or at least we thought we were. So we'll see.
But you're not the only one that's gotten scammed out of tickets.
No. Now. Have you ever been scammed? 312-591-9696. Jessica in St. Charles. So you got scammed.
Yes, my husband actually got scammed right after the White Sox won the World Series. This was a while ago.
Okay.
He found these great tickets. I'm pretty sure it was like on StubHub. And went and met him in Schaumburg like 2-3 hours before the game, before we were supposed to leave. They were paper printed, perfect. It was exactly what you would see. Like, we did that enough. We
sure.
knew that they looked like legit. We're like, yeah, this is good. And the prices were right on point. Wasn't under, wasn't over.
So what happened?
Like, good. We're great. And we show up to the gate and we got flagged. We got pulled aside and we're like, what's going on? What the hell? And they go and take us to some like security office where
oh, man.
We kind of thought we were in trouble. And some like manager office people came down and were like, look, your tickets aren't real. And, you know, we're all kind of like, okay. And they end up putting us like right in the front row of the game because they felt bad for us.
That's so cool.
So the White Sox ended up like putting us up for the game.
You know why, Jessica?
That's so
because
cool.
Because the Chicago White Sox have a first class organization. They have a first class organization that would do something like that. That's why.
It was awesome. We were like nervous that we were like, oh, crap, we got to go home. But they were so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. That will definitely not happen to me tonight because I'm a Seahawks fan.
Absolutely not.
Ah!
And now my Cubs fans are like, they let them in because there was all the empty seats in the stadium.
Okay, you're
I
right.
I understand. I understand, Cubs fans. Touche. Thanks for the call, Jessica.
312-591-9696. Have you ever been scammed or do you know how to tell? Looks like we got an expert on the phone. We're going to be talking to Eddie from Chicago Ridge, the expert. We'll see what he has to say coming up on B96. Nina and Gabe in studio right now. And before we talk about why I could potentially be devastated tomorrow at this time, I want to remind you, this is really good news. B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is back. Allstate Arena, December 8th. Make sure that day is on your calendar. But this is very important. The pre-sale begins on Wednesday at 10 a.m. with the code B96.
Oh, that's the code you got to put in?
Yeah, the code word is B96.
So see, if you put in the code, then you know it's legit. You're never going to get fake tickets that way.
We're going to, yeah.
Oh, you're super tight, Nina. Super tight right now.
I'm so upset. So tonight, Bears are taking on the Seahawks, right? Opening day for the Bears. A bunch of my friends are in town from Seattle. Home opener for the Bears.
Gotcha.
A bunch of my friends are in town from Seattle. We're Seahawks fans, and so we thought, yeah, you know, let's do it up. They got great tickets. My friend found these seats on Craigslist, and my job on Friday was to go pick up the tickets, do the little exchangey poo.
Because you're the one here in Chicago, and your friends
right.
were in Seattle.
Exactly. And so we did that. But now today, as it turns out, we may have been scammed.
Mm.
Have you ever been ticket scammed? Do you know how to tell if the ticket isn't real? We're going to be talking to an expert. 312-591-9696.
Yeah, and then tomorrow mm-hmm. is going to be the real test. So you want to tune in tomorrow around this time about 8
right.
o'clock because then look, either Nina's going to be acting how she is right now, which is tight because her tickets are not right, or she's going to be happy because they actually worked and they got her in.
We dropped $900 on these tickets.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it's a special occasion, and I'm really excited about it, but I'm going to be devastated. Eddie in Chicago Ridge, how can I tell if these are real?
Oh, unfortunately, there is virtually no way to tell if they are real.
Ah.
And that is the haunting and scary news about this. Are you ready for this?
I'm like, this is not helpful, Eddie.
No, it's not helpful at all. And you, what you looked at were probably legit papers. But the thing is, it's like you said, they got an old ticket. They go on the Photoshop. They type it in. They erase this. They plug this in. They plug that in, yada, yada. And next thing you know, they have a legit looking piece of paper ready to sell.
And Eddie, you can purchase perforated paper like that, right?
Of course. Any kind of office product facility can give you all kinds of that stuff. And bottom line, for the most part, what you're seeing is hard tickets anymore because, you know, we're all millennials. We get it on our phone. Get it emailed
yeah.
to us. Yeah. So it's you know, the convenience is turning against us in some way.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, though, because when you go on Craigslist, a lot of times they'll say, we have hard tickets in hand.
Yeah.
Like, to try to make people feel better about the transaction where they're not printing up a sheet of paper, because that's where a lot of the fakes were coming in initially. Like, they print up a sheet of paper, and they print it up 10 times, and then sell 9 of them, and then you have their own.
And that's like the lazy scam. That would be the easy way to do it, to actually have the hard tickets. That's like a lot of work. But I do have to ask you, Eddie, how are you an expert? Have you just had a bunch of fakes that you bought, or...
Yeah, I've been doing this since probably like 98, you know what I'm saying, 99.
Just like buying tickets and stuff?
Buying tickets, selling them. You know, I've sold Eminem, Fall Out Boy,
sure.
Taylor Swift.
But I'm an old school
scalper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's doing it the right way.
Got it.
Hey, Eddie, you got 4 tickets for Nina and her friends.
I know. What am I going to do if this doesn't work?
Here's the thing. It's for someone like me, it's long gone. These days are over.
Yeah.
And this is why. You know, the guy with the season holder, he had a good point. But that's only for certain sporting events. What about the Taylor Swifts and the M&Ms and the all of the above? You know, everybody wants to see that, and those tickets sell out fast.
Yeah,
they do. Tough.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. Appreciate you chiming in, man, for sure.
Thank you, Eddie. I don't feel any better, but thank you for calling.
Well, at least he got you thinking about what you could be looking at.
No, it's true. And in Bucktown, you got scammed.
Oh, yes, we did.
What happened? What were you trying to see?
Lady Gaga. We already had tickets, is the worst part, but I wanted better seats. So we found this guy on Craigslist that said his dad was a season ticket holder, sent me his address, said he had a receipt. Everything sounded legit. My husband went and met him, paid $800 for the tickets. And I sent a picture of it to the girls. We're going to Lady Gaga. And my girlfriend's like, hey, kind of weird. The sell-by date is earlier than when the tickets even went on sale. Like, that's kind of weird. And I'm like, oh, no. So I called Wrigley. And I'm like, hey, is there any way to verify these tickets? I think they might be fake. So he looked up the season ticket holder's name and tried to compare that to the section that we were in.
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, these are definitely fake. So we actually then went on Craigslist, found the same ad. He was still selling the tickets. So my girlfriend set it up to meet him. And we called the police and said we were sold fake tickets and we want to have this guy arrested. So we met at North and Wells at the Starbucks there.
Yeah.
And as soon as the guy walked up, the police started walking towards him. He started running. They tackled him in the middle of North Ave and arrested him.
Oh, my gosh.
For the ticket.
You set up like a sting.
We totally set up a sting. Then he lost his shirt. People are videotaping the whole thing. There was a, article in Reddit or something about the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. This is all over Lady Gaga. Did she hear
about
it and go viral and give you fake tickets?
Should've.
Or real tickets?
Right? No, I got nothing out of it. I lost $800.
At least the guy got arrested. Nino, that's what you should
that
do today.
Hurts, Anne,
you should
that
look
hurts.
Up. You should look up the ad and see if there's a similar one and then call the police just like Anne did.
I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, you should.
No problem doing that. So I could call Soldier Field today and see if they're fake. Because you know what's going to be so embarrassing? Is if we show up at the game tonight and we try to use these tickets and they're like, sorry, guys, you can't get in. They're fake. And everybody else is just going to be like going in past us.
Well, you're going to have Seahawks jerseys on. So everyone's just going to be laughing at you.
Yeah,
boo!
And that too.
Thanks, Ann, for the call.
That's an amazing story, Ann.
It's going to be great.
312-591-9696. Have you ever been ticket scammed or do you know how to tell? Rebecca in Humboldt Park, what happened to you? This is so good.
Yes, a few years ago, my friend and I were going to see Drake at the United Center, and my friend got the tickets off Craigslist. She said she gets the tickets there all the time, no big deal. And we, let's just say, pre-gamed pretty heavily before the show, got there all dressed up, super excited, and they scanned our tickets, and they said, okay, you guys need to come with us. And because of how much we pregame, my friend, for some reason, just assumed we're going to get upgraded. We're going to be in VIP in the front row. So I'm questioning what is going on. We had no idea. They pull us aside in this room, and they go, you guys got scammed. My heart, sank. Like, utter disbelief. So what ended up happening, what happened at the Sox game, we ended up just almost getting kicked out and had to rebuy new tickets.
Oh.
But it was worth it. We had a great night, but I'm never trusting my friend with the tickets again.
Now, who'd you buy the tickets from? Was it a scalper or did they have tickets still available?
It was off Craigslist and my friend.
No, Rebecca, I'm talking about the tickets that actually got you into the Drake concert.
Oh, we bought those there. Luckily, it hadn't been sold out yet.
Oh, okay. Because it might have been like the second show, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend said that the guy who sold them to her gave him, this huge sob story of why he couldn't go, and he was going to go with his aunt, and then she died. She said he was in tears. Like, she said it sounded so legit. She felt bad buying them off of him.
That's, what just happened.
That's hardcore right there, when you can actually fake some tears on a fake story.
Yeah.
My aunt died. You're bogus for that.
That's terrible. That's karma. That's going to come back to haunt you.
And Rebecca,
yeah,
I think
thanks, Rebecca.
I think I smelled you at the concert. I think
yeah,
you might have been. Yeah, I'm sure.
He's like, is that me or is that Rebecca?
Thanks for the call, Rebecca. All right, Nina. So tomorrow, same time, you're going to go ahead and tell us if you actually made it into the game. And are we going to go together?
Yeah.
Are we going to go to Joey's tailgate?
I think we're going to try.
We'll try to go to Joey's tailgate.
Well, we're definitely hanging out at some point today because I want you to meet my friends.
Yeah.
And then make me feel better.
Listen, I have no problem bringing them in and booing them and make every Bears fan that's in the stadium boo those people just so they know what they're getting into. Real quick, though, this girl, Kristen, she hit us up on Facebook and she said the same thing happened to her.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm waving my hand like this. She said the same thing happened to her. She spent $800 and baseball was misspelled as well. She says she still has the guy's phone number and filed a police report. She wonders if it's the same guy.
I still have his phone number too. Hit me up, we can share.
Yeah, I'll message her back. So just be careful.
I am gonna bust this fool. If we figure it out, I am going to bust this guy so hard. This makes me so mad. Why are people liars? Like, why?
You're gonna bust the guy so hard?
It's not nice. It's just not nice to do it. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow. We'll find out if it actually works out or not. Thank you for all of your calls. There will be more B96 coming up with Drex and Nina on B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.